around the world, you can hear them.
Hey, hey, hey!
Talking about news and kind of funny stuff.
You know what I like? Before the show started, you were doing something with your mic, like punching it. It looked like you were punching in like 64 numbers on the code, and it reminded me of in the movies where, you know, where you get up to the secret code and you got to try to punch it in before the building explodes. Yeah, I always liked those scenes.
What's your favorite movie with one of those scenes in it?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I'm trying to remember a specific movie that has it.
Sneakers? Did you ever see the movie Sneakers with Robert Redford?
I love that movie. When I saw it when it came out, I liked it, and I've watched it probably
600
three
times.
Three times since. When did it come out? Probably like
early
90s?
Yeah, I'd say early 90s.
So 30 years ago, I've probably watched it in like almost 10-year increments, and I've liked it every time.
Huh. I think the most interesting part of that story is you remember the 10-year increments part of it. So you watched it in 1990, 2000, 2010, 20. So you're about 5 years removed, 4 years removed from it right now.
Sure, yep.
But you figure if it holds up after 30 years, it'll hold up after 40 years.
Yeah, it's a good actors in it. And
who else was in it? Robert Redford.
Redford.
There's a black guy.
Yep.
Don Cheadle?
I was thinking to say Danny Glover. That's terrible.
It was somebody good, though, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, now you got to look at Dan Aykroyd was in it.
I don't even remember him being in it.
One of the Phoenixes.
Oh, River Phoenix? River. Yeah. I forgot about River Phoenix.
Ben Kingsley was the bad guy. The blind guy was, what's that guy's name? Stratham is in my mind, but that's not it.
That's not even a real person.
Well, Jason Statham is.
It's just Statham.
Yeah, it's his brother.
His brother spells his last name differently?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay.
Don Statham. Yep. Sidney Poitier.
Poitier, that's right.
David Strathairn.
Do you say it like that? Strathairn.
Yeah.
Or is it just Strathairn?
Steven Tobolowsky also in it.
I've tried to get him on our show.
Yep.
He didn't respond.
So I like Redford a lot.
Is he dead? He's dead, isn't he?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, he'll probably be dead soon now that we mentioned him.
I know. Rest in peace, who was it? Lou Gossett Jr.
Yeah. Redford's 87.
We just mentioned Lou Gossett Jr. like totally in passing, and he died. That's crazy.
Anyone literally over 80 that we mention is on notice.
I suppose that makes sense when you think about it like that. All of our pop culture references are 30 and 40 years old, so those people are now 30 and 40 years older than they were when they were relevant. So,
but they die soon after we mention them.
It's disheartening to a fan of Bob Newhart. I don't want Bob Newhart to die anytime soon. He's not dead.
But he's lived for a while after we've mentioned him, so.
Yeah, he might be immune to us. So how was your week, pal? Yeah. You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to.
You go in the circle of health stuff where you're taking something to prevent a health thing, but then that. So I was taking eye drop. I get eye inflammation from my lupus, so I was taking eye drops to prevent that. But because I was taking those eye drops, my eyes were getting higher pressure, so I was going in and they were watching that. And then Thursday I went in and the guy was like, he didn't say it, but he gave me the look like, holy shit. Like basically the eye pressure was high enough where if it stayed like that, I could just go blind in that eye. So he gave me some pills to take, and he's like, you have to come back tomorrow.
And to I was make like, sure well, that pressure's dropping?
Yeah, I was like, well, what if it doesn't work? I didn't know at first it was that serious. I was like, what if it doesn't work for my schedule? He's like, we'll work, we'll make it work. And when the doctor says he'll make it work for your schedule, then you know you're in a fun situation. So, and then, so then I went back the next day, and it had dropped to a, not to a great level, but to a more acceptable level. But then the night, that night, Thursday night, I then vomited and had diarrhea for 2 hours in a row.
Do you mean two consecutive hours of diarrhea?
It was like every 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
I would like shit and throw up. And then I'd be like, oh, I think it's over. Lay back down, and then I'd be like, no, 30 minutes later, not. So it was like 4 a.m., 4:30, 5, 5:30. I think it skipped 6 and then 6:30.
Yeah. You'd probably rather be on your sneakers watching schedule for that kind of a night than you were than every 30 minutes, huh? Every 10 years, you could probably handle that. Every 30 minutes kind of sucks.
Yeah, if I threw up and my pants every 10 years.
Every 10 years, you could handle that.
Sure.
Like it's coming. It's March.
And I might even. And
it always happens during March Madness.
If I watch sneakers and then I did it.
Yeah.
Like I knew I was like, tomorrow that's going to happen. Enjoy.
Might as well get these both out of the way right on one fell swoop.
I might not like the movie as much, but.
That's true. Every time, yeah.
Yeah, so I missed Emma's revisit day for Hotchkiss. I already had my classes covered, which was good, so I didn't have to do anything. But
Emma's what day?
So when you get into a private school, she got into Hotchkiss, you go back and revisit. You come and you go with a student around and go to classes, and they try to get you to enroll. So the parents come too, and they go to classes, like some mock classes, and eat lunch and stuff like that. But I didn't get to go.
So she'll be a freshman next year?
Yeah. Yeah, I told her it'll be fun. She'll be at school there while I'm teaching. I've never had that before.
It's makes me feel pretty old because I kind of remember, you know, obviously her being born.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah. It's like right before I moved here.
Yeah, it's crazy. It makes me feel old as well. I remember her being born as well.
You do? You remember that day?
Yeah, I do.
It'd be cool if your memory was as good as, like, I think I know I was living in Baltimore, but I don't remember exactly where I was or anything. I was probably in my car.
It would be better if you remembered it exactly, and I was like...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't even remember the day.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, it was March 13th. I remember I was going to get a pack of smokes, and it was just wonderful. The sun came up, and...
And you're like, I kind of think it might have been a weekend, but I'm not even sure of that.
The coolest thing about it was Emma was the first on either side of the family, really, of either, like, grandparent or, really, my aunts and uncles.
To not have pretty severe birth defects?
Nice. Well, my brother had an adopted child, but nobody was there for the birth. So this was like the first birth. And it was pretty, everybody lived pretty close. So literally they, Michelle went in the hospital and then everyone kind of, and it was on a Saturday.
I remember.
Everybody kind of came to the hospital in Waterbury and it was kind of fun. They were all in the waiting room and I would come out and give them updates and, then when he was born, I got to come out and tell them. And they didn't know the name or the gender because we didn't know the gender.
You just said when it was born.
Yeah.
You mean they didn't even know after it was born?
No.
You had to wait a little while?
No, we did. Emma always makes fun. Emma says that same thing and Michelle. Same thing you just said.
It?
It's great. No, I say it and then they mock me.
Yeah,
back.
Well, it's a weird thing to say for sure.
Sure. Yep.
You don't want to expand on it or anything? You just want to let the listening public know that you can think of your daughter as an it, not a she?
I think often little babies kind of look like alien things that are weird. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very human story you just told, Jared. I liked it.
Thanks. Human stories.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Oh, I wanted to say rest in peace to somebody real quick.
You have to look it up?
Well, not. He's a good friend of mine, but I can't remember how to pronounce his name.
I don't remember his name.
His name is Shigechi Negishi. Shigechi Negishi? He was the guy that invented karaoke. He died on January 26th of this year. He invented the earliest prototype of the karaoke machine using a speaker, a microphone, and a tape deck. He was able to... I feel like you're going to make fun of this. Able to simultaneously amplify his voice and play an instrumental backing track. He receives more international... Wait. Although Daisuke Inui receives more international... They didn't put a word in here. I think it's supposed to be say fame.
Acclaim?
Yeah. More international acclaim for a similar invention, the All Japan Karaoke Industrialist Association recognizes Negishi as the first among five independent inventors of the karaoke machine. So, if you listen to the show, I put tons of karaoke backing music on here, and I just wanted to say rest in peace to a guy who's contributed to my life.
Did he make a lot of money off of it?
Let me check real quick. Yes, it says he did.
You have no idea.
I'm sure he did. Maybe.
Why did it say one of five independent inventors?
I only recognize Shiggy. There are five. There's four. Like, you know how
really hard thing. It's a thing that's provided so much joy
to me.
I'm sure he made no money off of it.
Because all I did was print something, and I only printed the first page because I didn't know how long we would talk about it. What if I told you how to spell his name, and then you put in like net worth? Would that bring us back something cool?
Wow, he lived to 100.
Oh yeah, he did.
Let's see. He founded and ran a company that assembled car stereos.
I knew a guy in high school that founded a company that did that. His name was Sean.
It was called the Sparko Box. Installed around 8,000 of them. And then he stopped selling them in the 70s.
So did he make a ton of money off of 8,000 sales? You're probably right. He probably didn't make a ton of money, huh?
No.
Does it say many podcasts get sued for using karaoke music as backing tracks for their silly conversations?
Daisuke Inui, whose A juke machine is credited with helping commercialize.
He's the guy that probably made all the money, then. Congratulations. Emma's standing behind Jared. Congratulations on your acceptance to the prestigious Hotchkiss School, Emma.
He's congratulating you on your acceptance.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Mark, I have a question for you.
What if you were to lean into the microphone and ask me the question?
Do people come into your store while you're dressed like that and, like, freak out?
No one's ever seen, no other person other than you and Jared have ever seen me in my luchador masks.
I have a question for you, another question for you. Do you prefer to...
Did I even answer the first one, or are you just moving on without me having answered the first one?
Mark hides behind a stack of boxes while he does it.
I have a curiosity for you.
Look.
Like, do you prefer to be seen online like that than with your normal face?
Yes.
Why?
Exactly.
That's why he does it.
But I'm so...
Because I don't like how I look, Emma.
Why?
I've got what they call body dysmorphia, or face dysmorphia.
I
don't know. I'm just shy. I'm shy. Why am I... I thought we were going to talk about you. I thought the whole... What are we analyzing me for?
So you're
going to you're going to your father's. Your father teaches at Hotchkiss, and you're entering school next year.
That would be.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah,
I'm
excited.
Are you going to pretend you don't know him?
No.
Are you going to?
Bro, why do people keep saying he likes to? He's trying
to. Just call me bro.
No, yes, it's my word. So just
don't do that.
No, he's trying to manifest. I do it to him too. It's fine. He's trying to. He's trying to manifest.
She goes, bro.
He's trying to manifest me being terrible to him. Like every day, he's like,
manifest.
Oh. No, he is. He's like.
Trying to manifest.
Are you gonna ignore me in the halls like everyone else does?
You shouldn't use that word if you don't know what it means.
I do know what it means. He's trying to, he's bringing it up so much that he's trying to make it.
I'm
so
going
to
will it, Mark. I'm
yes,
gonna,
he's going to will it.
Is he, are you not, saying you're going to,
yes.
you're going to make a big deal about you, her being your daughter? You're going to embarrass her?
Well,
you're gonna,
if he does that, I'm gonna be with mad. Her?
It's manifest destiny, Mark.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how manifest.
I will give him a hug. Sure, I'll say hi to him. Whatever. I don't, like, it's not like I'm going to pretend like he doesn't exist. That would just be
okay.
mean. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, but you're...
Do you want me to, like, bring confetti and be like, my dad?
No. I would just think, you're what, 13?
I'm 14.
14. When I was 14, if my dad was not a teacher, but had he been a teacher, I probably would have tried to avoid him as much as possible.
Well, maybe you're not cool like me.
Like, you would have been no, like, what's up, champ? And you would have just like, hey, and you would have ran away.
If he calls me champ, I'm going to leave.
Well, if you call him bro, he should be.
Yeah.
Bad for Karen. People named Karen.
People named Karen
people
are
named
usually
Darren?
Karens.
No, what?
People named Karen are usually Karens. So.
They're not.
No, they're not. What's a common, like, bitchy name in your demographic? Your 13 to 14-year-old?
Oh, people, like, I know that, like, it's, like, a name that I'm, like, red flag. Like, I can't talk
yeah.
to you. Oh, okay, I have a few of these.
Come on, really?
Yes, I do.
That's not cool.
That's very cool, Emma. Tell us.
Okay, it used to...
I have like 90 of them.
Okay, I Sadie used to be one of them, but it's not anymore because we're friends again.
Is her name Sadie or is her name Sarah and they call her Sadie?
It's Sadie.
See, I always thought that those were two different names, but then a Sarah once told me that Sadie is a nickname for Sarah.
She was
really?
Trying to gaslight
yeah.
you.
Interesting.
She was trying to what?
Gaslight you.
Bro.
This is how 14-year-old... Oh, man. I would go crazy if I had to live in your house. Do you say literally all the time? Emma,
no.
do you say literally all the time?
She's trying to manifest you becoming a gaslighter.
No,
I
do
would
you not know what
your...
gaslight means? It
yes,
just means...
but it's an overused term by people like you, bro.
I don't use it that much.
Does she say literally
don't
a lot, Jared?
Me. He's made
Jared,
make
does she
it,
say
he's
literally
make
a lot?
It up because he's mean.
I can't tell if he's nodding his head or
no,
he's laughing.
No, he's just laughing.
His, head is, his face is red and he's down.
I don't say OMG. I say oh my goshness.
God. Oh my goshness. What are some cool...
just as bad.
All right, tell us some other cool lingo that kids say.
This is actually funny. Can I tell you a story about that? So after I said...
That's why
I
asked
you.
Yes.
How come
about,
you didn't wait for an
after
answer?
After I was telling you about the,
yep.
you know, the word...
Be cool.
After I was telling you about
yeah.
the word, you know, yacht,
a microphone
I got a text
you.
From
you
Donna
it.
That said... That
the
said,
whole point of it being there.
I got a text from Donna that said, Paul says yacht. And I was like, what? And he was like, he said it was on the podcast. Ha ha ha. And I was like... I just changed
Wait,
the subject because I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, wow.
What was the word?
Yacht.
Oh, yacht.
No.
Y-O-T?
Bro, he's such...
Bro. You've never used this before. Watch me gaslight her. You've never said this word before.
Y'all should do... Mark.
Did you say y'all?
No,
what the
y'all?
F*** are you learning how to talk?
He says it too.
I do say y'all a lot.
Where do you live? You're in Connecticut.
I never said it in the South. I like y'all, though.
you guys, right. you all should do this one quiz that's like,
oh, that makes it better.
Wait, Dad, can we do that? Then you
Is
guys,
this long, though?
I don't know, but I'm just going
to
make it.
I don't want it to be long.
Well, we can only do a few.
You do like a 75 question
no,
quiz.
No, we won't do all of them. Darn it. Well, we can
what
just
is
go
it, a quiz
through.
To find out if
Should
we're
we
old?
Should we just go through these and see? Oh, wait, okay. Like.
I just tell you right now, I know the answer to the question before I even take the quiz.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
No.
Do
that's
you
about
know
a serial killer. Do you guys know that?
Is it?
Yeah, it's about a serial killer. It was to warn kids because he would, like, give them candy.
Yeah?
Not muffins? Why didn't they call him the Candy Man, then?
Because all these kids were looking out for some guy who gave them muffins.
I just, all it took was candy. I thought I was supposed to look for a muffin guy. And then the local muffin man's like, Jesus Christ.
Why
I'm like the nicest guy in town.
Muffin sales are down. Yeah.
Muffin sales are down. I sponsor the local hockey and baseball
okay,
team.
Guys,
they won't
is,
even accept my money
this
anymore.
This will be shorter. Okay. This is a BuzzFeed quiz about what these words mean. We're gonna,
okay.
So what does no cap mean? If someone says...
No calf?
No cap. Like baseball cap. No cap.
There's no time, no end to this night.
So,
limit.
Here,
no limit.
Here are the options. Do you want me to read the options?
Oh, there's
okay.
options?
So
okay.
you literally are looking at the screen. Don't.
But it doesn't have
the
answer.
Subject is
Did you,
not.
Is he literally looking at
the
screen? The
subject is not wearing a
don't
cap.
Don't gaslight
You don't need
me,
the word
Emma.
Literally in there. He's
the subject
obviously.
Is not wearing a cap.
Okay.
Is the first one. No lie or for real. Someone lost the cap to their drink or no guns allowed.
2. B.
Yeah, I'll go with B as well.
You guys are right. What about sus?
Sus.
Suspect. Suspicious.
Yeah,
that's
suspect.
The first one. Good
you
job.
Didn't even need the thing.
I can ingratiate myself into high school so easily right now.
What does bop mean?
Bop? Like
bop.
A dance?
Brick oven pizza.
Like type
brick
of
oven pizza.
So A, type of insect. B, sport in Ireland. C, a really good song. Or D, something that is vintage in a cool way.
4, B, D, D, 4, D.
I think a song.
Denver.
Which one? Wait, you guys have to decide
4,
which one
B,
I think.
No, pick,
D.
Pick marks. I mean, we'll
He's wrong, you were right. It's the song.
Hey, I got it.
Yeah. It's a song?
It's called, like, This is a Bomb. That's like,
yeah, wasn't
that's
it,
one. That's one.
Wasn't it the Blitzkrieg? Oh, last one. All right,
what
that's
good.
What
is this? Oh, God. What does the vibes are immaculate mean? That's so stupid.
Wow, that's really cool
so,
thing to say.
So vibes, bad vibes, G-rated vibes, or good vibes?
Church vibes. Like, church vibes.
Immaculate is good, so
like
I'm
going to
say good vibes.
Though. Oh, you're
but
right.
It's easier to say good vibes than the vibes are immaculate.
What are these?
Isn't the word supposed to be easier to say?
Any more of these except
what's Riz?
Probably
that
Riz.
Sounds gross.
Riz is like
charisma.
It's how much yeah, it's Riz is how like how
charisma.
Hot you are, I guess.
Oh, you use that
skill
one.
And
huh?
Charm
you use that about me at school?
No. Ew.
My dad has tons of Riz.
No, that's what you say. You say like they have so they have negative.
My
Riz.
Dad, you know the econ teacher? My dad? He Rizzes.
He's a Riz.
He Rizzes from time.
Like, you know that he's like that singer Rizzo.
It's actually Rizza.
He's like
RZA and the GZA from Wu-Tang Clan. Emma, you know Wu-Tang Clan?
No, there's a singer
Cash
name.
Rules everything around me. Cream. No, there's not.
Called RZA.
RZA?
There's no singer called RZA. It's
yeah,
RZA.
It's this really fat lady,
it's
isn't
RZA,
it?
It's RZA, you idiot. Don't say it. That's so mean.
Sorry. Portly woman.
What's mean calling a fat person fat? What is she?
She's a large woman. Who?
Oh, that's nicer. So you think the word large is nicer than fat? So
and
what?
I meant,
she knows she's fat.
And I meant,
she doesn't listen. Does she listen to the show? She listens to the show. Welcome to the show, Rizzo. What is it? Rizzo?
Rizzo.
I'd like the Rizzo and the Jizza to come on the show. Anybody from the Wu-Tang Clan is welcome to come on the mag.
P-H-A-T.
Bruh, I definitely use bruh. It's one.
Okay.
Yeah,
like 95
okay,
times.
Okay, bruh, I think we're done with our slang.
Yeah, let's get out.
Anything else
this
you want to add?
Maybe clout?
This was great.
Now we're done with the words.
Delulu, I feel like I've definitely...
We're done with the words. Thanks, like, Emma.
Remember in the 50s
Wait,
you could just hit your kid at this point?
I've used the word era before, because it's what...
Era? Everybody uses
Taylor,
the word.
Because Taylor's... Cause
popularized
John,
by Taylor's, the Taylor Swift albums? It was
yes,
like literally a word
John
for...
John F. Kennedy used to
Dad,
say era.
Not,
it was a word for like 1,000 years.
People just say fire.
Yeah, a whole era Gossip. Of people were using it.
No one knew...
Girl math.
No one knew the word era before Taylor Swift.
Before Taylor Swift.
Glow up.
What a generation of children we are. You guys ever heard the word era before? Yeah, Taylor Swift's tour.
How about people could read books?
There's so many unread. That's literally a text thing, but
I thought we were
like, they left me
this.
Unread. That's yeah. like means they didn't. They like it means they.
How
like,
did she hijack the show? All she's doing is talking faster than you.
Bart,
people
yeah,
used to say
she's sucking my energy.
You talk louder, but she talks faster. This is like a battle of.
So there's a new toupees now. So toupees used to be crazy looking, right? It was just, you could tell it was a toupee. And
oh, they were great. Tell. Yeah, I loved them.
So they had this article about toupees. So I read it. And basically the guy is bald.
So fake, Dad.
Do you want
toupee
me to play?
Queen.
Here, I'll play. I'll
That's
put
what it's
I'll
called.
Put you on it. So this guy is, he's full bald, right? He's got the side hair. So
the U shape.
Yeah, so
the horseshoe,
barber
the horseshoe bald spot.
Cuts the hair. His hair. Like, but cuts the middle pretty clean. And then glues the middle, like has real human hair that matches his hair pretty well.
Did she just glue it on his head?
And glues it to his head. Where it matches the bald spot.
I'm surprised that's a new thing. Wow.
And he looks like he has hair.
Holy
Well, they could have just splashed out of
I think you should get this.
I think you should too. Jeez. Yeah, we both should.
You guys should get it together.
There is another one. There's another one they showed. This guy.
Imagine the Riz. Imagine how much Riz I would have if I had
hair. Imagine how much. Here is another guy.
Imagine how much scarily Riz.
Because
this is like like your hair, but it costs about $6,000 to $15,000.
What?
And it lasts 6 months.
$15,000 for 6 months of hair? That's ridiculous.
All right. The other one was you would want to be, Mark, you liked basketball a lot, right?
I wasn't making fun of you.
Sure.
I was saying it was sweet.
And you would have always liked to have probably been taller.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. No, not one of these surgeries.
So this was a surgery that would add height to you.
Wait, you just have to get scoliosis.
I would not do this. So this I saw somebody that had this done.
This guy was 5'7", and after surgery, he'll be 5'10". So short men are mocked, right?
Absolutely.
Struggles for short 100%. Men on the dating world. People lie about their height on dating apps.
That's so interesting.
TikTok went viral for devising a plan to fact check guys who say they're 6 feet tall.
I was like, that's terrible.
Taller men are more likely to end up CEOs. Shorter men are less likely to get career opportunities. They're mocked on social media. More likely to be depressed. So the guy was, he was given no respect. So he was 5'7", and was tired with it. So $75,000 later, he had his surgery, and
I like being short as a girl.
It says the recovery will take better part of a year. The first 3 months, he'll attend physical therapy 4 times a week. And
so he still didn't even get to be 6 feet.
Nope, 5'10".
That's so unfair.
The guy's an orthopedic surgeon. Oh, no. The guy specializes in it.
Did you do this in America? Do they do this in America?
Yeah, Dr.
It sounds like something you'd have to go to Thailand
Mabubian.
Taylor Swift being like against it. You only heard one song. Look What You Made Me Do is a terrible song. I agree with you on that. He picked it, not me. So you should listen to a different one. I'll give you some to suggest. You guys can listen to him on the podcast.
So you do have ADD. I just saw it. What were you, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you were talking about the scoliosis guy. Can you finish your story?
So I gave up on it.
No. Just, I didn't even know where that came from. What?
Oh, so he was.
There is a Taylor Swift song I like. First of all, that's where I thought I heard you say I don't like Taylor Swift.
But it's
Taylor Swift. There's a guy with scoliosis.
He bullies me about my Swift shirt. Okay. There is a good Taylor Swift song. Taylor Swift's great. Wait, I like the word great. It's a good. You know those greats?
Alexander the Great. Remember Alexander the Great?
Wait,
why did the Roman Empire ever fall
Alex.
Anyway?
Wait.
She lives
I
in a
the
house.
Roman Empire would go forever.
Houses have roofs.
Wait.
Our roof has a leak. Sometimes I have to take a leak.
Wait, can I say my thing now?
Apparently, you can say whatever the hell you want. You have nobody
Jesus.
Following
Wait,
you.
Wait, okay, I actually have a really good.
This is a fun.
Okay. Okay. All the viewers out there, I promise you we're going to do this so they can't change anything. Basically, I'm going to bring some Taylor Swift songs on, and you guys are going to have to listen to them and rate them for part of the episode. It's going to be a segment, and they're going to be like my favorite ones, and you're going to have to say like how good they are.
I would say you should make your own podcast, and we'll come on it and do what you said.
Well, why can't we just do it on yours?
I like that idea better.
That's literally the same exact
because I don't think we need a Taylor Swift theme show.
Trust me, you'll gain lots of viewers.
We will not.
Yeah?
You literally will. Google how many fans she has. She has so many.
I would say to compromise, if you would like to have it on our show, I would be willing to listen to one song and comment on how I like it. If you would pick the song and then Just let me and Mark talk without speaking for 5 minutes after the song.
I can't believe you just said
that. I bet you couldn't do that.
I bet I could do it.
Like, it's impossible for that to happen. I don't like innovative musicians. I like the girl who everybody likes and Yeah, and is 30 years old, younger than I am.
Mark never liked
you're
anyone
60,
who ever
Mark?
Liked.
You're 64.
Taylor Swift's 34 years old?
Yes.
So she's 14 years younger, man. I could date her.
Wouldn't that be true?
She's seeing anybody?
Yeah, she's seeing Travis Kelce. Obviously, they're...
Oh, yeah, but and I'm trying to date that other girl from last week. Sandra Swinson. Sandra Swanson.
Who's that? Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney. That's who I'm going after.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So I'm playing aloof. I'm doing the aloof thing for Taylor Swift.
I bet I could pick a... I
want Sydney Swanson.
Sydney Sweeney.
No, I bet I could pick a show. I bet I could pick a song that each of you would get really sad about.
Why are you so hung up on Taylor Swift?
If I pick a Taylor...
A song about wearing cologne on her wrists and then
somebody
smelling it. And
well, that
kind of
hits home. What's the name of that song, Emma?
No, wait, Mark.
Wonderful
cologne
wrists.
Cologne on my wrists. Travis Kelce smelled perfume on my wrists.
Mark,
and I'm gonna go to the Chiefs game and cause a big commotion. And everybody's gonna want to buy my ticket.
Our relationship is a touchdown.
Supposedly,
oh
I'm
gosh,
worth
so
like a billion dollars.
Taylor Swift's
worth like a billion. That's not our crowd. Our crowd doesn't care about billionaires.
Bye.
See you later. Good to have you.
We scared her away with our singing.
Yeah. He's out.
That's all it took? I should have done that 50 minutes ago.
Taylor Swift, we loved it with a touchdown.
Anyway.
All right, should we wrap it up?
Yes.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Produced by Emma Sisk.
Yeah.
Fact checked by Hot Rod. Theme song by Meg Yellox. Thanks to Emma for being on today.
Yeah, that was fun.
Social media by Cousin Paul. Cousin Kate going to be on next week.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. She's interesting. She's had like, I asked her today if we're allowed to bring this up. She's had like five, I think she had, we were out one night and we were talking. I think she's had six different boyfriends die. Now, not like all when they were going out and stuff, but like she's dated six different people that are now deceased. I think. And some of them
is
are pretty crazy
stories.
Is this
a true crime podcast, then?
Yeah, that's what I want to get into.
All right. Send us an email to magroom@hotmail.com. If you have any comments about the show, subscribe online to the show. Send a letter to Magroom, 11152 Indian Town Road, P.O. Box 9, Jupiter, Florida, 33478. Hashtag put down your phone this week. Biter dreams are real. Don't kill your wife.
Do we have too many hashtags? Are we supposed to have like 30 hashtags?
We do too many, yep. We gotta narrow some down. The other two I've written right now is Drink with the Show and Lunar Power.
I want to go back. Cousin Kate, I'm going to ask the human meatball question.
I like it.
I missed that.
I should ask that.
I
should
like
have asked Emma that.
At some point in the run of this show, we're going to meet somebody that's willing to admit that they too would eat meatballs made out of human flesh if it were to support a friend's performance art project. Somebody else out there would do it for him, with him or her.
And then do we ask Kate, would she eat meatballs made out of the human flesh of one of her dead boyfriends?
One of her boyfriends. That might be a little
too close.
Is that
too far?
To home. I mean, we could certainly ask it. If she says yes, I might reevaluate my relationship with her.
I think put down your phone, too, is one of our...
Yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely.
One of
I feel like I wonder if it's out there a lot, you know?
And then maybe we do those three and then we put in a mystery one every week. All right, well, everybody have a great week. And if you find yourself
wanting to sing karaoke.
Oh yeah.
You knew about Shigechi Nagishi's death and you want someone to celebrate with.
That's
celebrate
better,
his
it's
life.
Better than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I said if you're going to find yourself vomiting and having diarrhea at 4 in the morning.
Well, it's not a bad time to listen to the Mag Room.
Well, either way, whether you're at the high of your life, celebrating
and
karaoke.
And you just want to sing along with us? Yeah.
Or you're at the low of your life.
And you're having your once every 10-year bout with vomit and diarrhea.
And the movie Sneakers.
Sneakers came on and you started shit just out of out of habit, you started and vomiting.
You could stick with the mag room.
Stick with the mag room.
Because everything else is cream cheese.
Ooh, ooh, I like mag room.
I like mag room.
Ooh, ooh, mag room is good.
Mag room is good.
Ooh, ooh, I like mag room.
I like mag room.
Ooh, ooh, mag room is good.
Mag room is good.
The mag room's good.
Ooh, ooh, I like mag room.
I like mag room.
Ooh. Ooh, mag room is good.
Mag room is good.
Wait, I like the word great.
I was going to say have roofs. Wait, he bullies me about my leaf. Swift shirt.
Sometimes I have to take a Swift song. Taylor Swift's great.